I'm remembering a time when I was in Portugal, in Lisbon, and I go out to this meetup, and there's a bunch of people there talking about different things, and I remember there was a woman there that had short hair like me. This was maybe less than 2 weeks after I'd buzzed my head, so I didn't have much hair. And she didn't have much hair either. I'm just not remembering this part. And so I was sitting with this guy at this picnic table, and I had kind of looked over at her. And then I kind of felt this vibe of, like, she thought I was, like, into her or something, and she kind of, like, turned away or something. I felt offended. I looked at her too kindly. I must have been interested or whatever, which was not the case. I was just looking at her head. Thought it was cool we both had the same haircut. Thought we could relate in some way because of that. At least relate on that. Turns out we couldn't even relate on that. Anywho. So this guy and I, we hit it off. You know, we're having fun talking. Hit it off in like a, let's go hang out in the town together, right? And then kind of shows me around a little bit. There's a festival going on. And remember we had a drink together or something. And he also had hash or something. Anyway, don't believe I smoked that, but I did drink a little too much. And we ended up back at his place. And I remember I wanted to have sex with him. And he said, well, I have a girlfriend. I have to think about it for a minute. And I sat there on top of him. And thought about it, kind of stroked his mustache, maybe he even had a goatee, I don't remember. And I also had said, I want you to wear a condom. And he said, okay, let's do it. And so we have sex, and he was either so drunk and so high, or so drunk or so high, that he couldn't even get his dick hard. And I'm just wanting to have an orgasm, and I just can't seem to. Because he's too under the influence with these two things in his system that he can't fully engage. And eventually I just gave up. And in the morning, I remember him saying, would you like to have sex again? And I said, no. And I left. I realized I only had sex with him because I was drunk. I didn't want to have sex with him in the morning, even though by that point, he was probably sober enough to get an erection. But I wasn't interested. And I don't justify getting drunk as a means to invite sexual invitations to other people. But I will say, having alcohol in my system did alter my decision to have sex with this person. Because sober, I was not interested at all. Okay, some could say, well, that could be previous knowledge of knowing that the first time wasn't so great. But no, I also knew that it probably wasn't so great because of how he was affected by the things he had consumed that night. And great as in, if the final destination was orgasm, I obviously wasn't trying to have a baby with him. Didn't know him, and I asked him to wear a condom. So, I'm sure there are other times where I let alcohol affect my decision to sex or not to sex, or to say or not to say, or to do and not to do. And so on and so forth. I hope that we can all consider our daily beverages. As a contribution to our moods, attitudes, behaviors. I hope that we do things in a safe way, around safe people, in moderation. Responsibly, ethically, and oh so lovingly.